It was exciting to begin serving at River Road Church and discover that there was such a meaningful adult education ministry. For in this congregation, there are rich resources of knowledge within our membership and an eagerness from folks here to connect with others outside of our church and even outside of our denomination in order to learn and grow. In the winter and spring, we enjoyed the leadership of Bill Tuck as he talked about the hard sayings of Jesus and the challenges they offer us, and we enjoyed Dan Bagby's leadership as he shared about forgiveness. And on our Wednesday nights, there were a variety of experiences. We had fellowship and relationship building across ages. There were highlights of missions and the meaning of those experiences for those who served. And significant thought-provoking educational and worship experiences were part of that. There was a balance of rich opportunities. River Road Church took great intention in choosing the name of their educational ministries when they named it Thoughtful Faith Community. For they wanted to communicate that there's a love for theological thought, deep study, and an inquisitive question asking that would take place. That we would grow in our faith, in developing a deeper faith, and we would do that in community. It includes Sunday morning Bible study that we enjoy through our committed class communities and our Wednesday night offerings. There are exceptional leaders and topics that are part of that ministry. Dr. Jim Slatton just led us last week as we remembered 9/11. Dr. Biddle is coming this week, Dr. Mark Biddle, who many of you are familiar with, and he's going to be sharing about the value of liberal arts in higher education. Dr. David Elliott is going to share about growing through serving with Doctors Without Borders, and Dr. Samuel Adams from Union Seminary will be with us later for a few Wednesday nights. And we will be making some additions to the adult education ministry as well. One example of that is a seminar, are seminars that are going to take place, but one of those is on September the 29th, a seminar that will educate and grow our knowledge, spirits, skills, and relationships. On the 29th, we will have parent seminar coming up about mindful screen time for families. It will be in the assembly room, and it will bring in. We will be bringing in a knowledgeable and prepared leader to guide us in that time. It may include other ideas, for we are going to continue to explore to find even greater ways to seek after the Lord. For we want to love the Lord with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Those things may include day retreats, church-wide weekend retreat opportunity, spiritual pilgrimage walks, welcoming speakers and presenters in a way similar to our Freeman music performances, deeper discipleship studies, like the one that is beginning on Sunday evening, October 2nd, called Soul Feast, where we will talk about ways that we nurture our spirits. Missions opportunities abound. I am amazed at the number of ways River Road Church is connected in meaningful ways, meeting needs, loving others, and changing the world with Christ's goodness. Our Bland Mission Group that we just commissioned is one of those. And we want to continue to expand the ways that we serve and use our gifts and answer our calling with strength and commitment. Our regular giving supports these good studies, events, trips, all opportunities to grow while being equipped to engage the world and do kingdom work in ever more meaningful ways. You, River Road Church, have filled your staff positions for this very purpose. of growing and stretching into the future. Consider ways that your offerings will be committed and be given to River Road Church in the coming year to enthusiastically support growing, vital, educational and missions endeavors among us.